Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday, November 5th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I'm Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there. Over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic areas, all approached from a biblical worldview. Very, very trustworthy listening. I will guarantee you're going to find something over there you want to listen to, and there's a really good possibility you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. So it's, again, definitely worth your while. All right, well, with it being a Sunday morning, we're going to go ahead and just do our Bible reading for the day. We'll pick back up on our Bible study in John chapter 14 tomorrow evening, Monday evening, God willing. So let's go ahead and let's jump into it this morning, guys, because I'm getting ready for church, and I hope you are too if you haven't joined and worshiped with the saints already this weekend. So let's go ahead and open up with the Lord's Day morning prayer. Let's pray. O maker and upholder of all things, day and night are thine, they are also mine from thee. The night to rid me of the cares of the day, to refresh my weary body, to renew my natural strength. The day to summon me to new activities, to give me opportunity to glorify thee, to serve my generation, to acquire knowledge, holiness, eternal life. But one day above all days is made especially for thy honor and my improvement. The Sabbath reminds me of thy rest from creation, of the resurrection of my Savior, of his entering into repose. Thy house is mine, but I am unworthy to meet thee there, and am unfit for spiritual service. When I enter it, I come before thee as a sinner, condemned by conscience and thy word. For I am still in the body and in the wilderness, ignorant, weak, in danger, and in need of thine aid. But encouraged by thy all-sufficient grace, let me go to thy house with a lively hope of meeting thee, knowing that there thou wilt come to me and give me peace. My soul is drawn out to thee in longing desires, for thy presence in the sanctuary, at the table, where all are entertained on a feast of good things. Let me, before the broken elements, emblems of thy dying love, cry to thee with broken heart for grace and forgiveness. I long for that blissful communion of thy people, in thy eternal house, in the perfect kingdom. These are they that follow the Lamb. May I be of their company. Amen. All right, in our morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for November 5th, the text for it is from Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. This day is notable in English history for two great deliverances wrought by God for us. On this day, the plot of the Papists to destroy our Houses of Parliament was discovered, 1605. While for our princes they prepare, in caverns deep a burning snare, he shot from heaven a piercing ray, and the dark treachery brought today. And secondly, today is the anniversary of the landing of King William III at Torbay, by which the hope of popish ascendancy was quashed and religious liberty was secured in 1688. This day ought to be celebrated not by the saturnalia of striplings, but by the songs of saints. Our Puritan forefathers most devoutly made it a special time of thanksgiving. There is extant a record of the annual sermons preached by Matthew Henry on this day. Our Protestant feeling and our love of liberty should make us regard its anniversary with holy gratitude. Let our hearts and lips exclaim, "We have heard with our ears, and our fathers have told us the wondrous things which thou didst in their day, and in the old time before them. Thou hast made this nation the home of the gospel, and when the foe has risen against her, thou hast shielded her. Help us to offer repeated songs for repeated deliverances. Grant us more and more a hatred of Antichrist, and hasten on the day of her entire extinction. Till then, and ever, we believe the promise. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Should it not be laid upon the heart of every lover of the gospel of Jesus on this day to plead for the overturning of false doctrines and the extension of divine truth? Would it not be well to search our own hearts and turn out any of the popish lumber of self-righteousness which may lie concealed therein? All right, and just to let you know what he's some of what he's talking about, I'm not going to go into all the details, especially the 1688. That one I don't know. The 1605, I believe, was a situation with Guy Fawkes, where there was a bunch of explosives, and Guy Fawkes was caught with all the explosives underneath the Parliament, was going to blow them up. But anyways, and in this case, Spurgeon, when he's talking about our country and this and that, he's talking about England. Okay, so just so you know, I mean, because that's where he was a pastor of. But again, I mean, that holds for the church as well. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. So we should have confidence in that. Okay, let's get on into our Bible reading this morning. All right, we're going to be reading from beginning of Ezekiel 12 through Ezekiel 14, verse 11. Be reading Hebrews 7 verses 1 through 17, Psalm 105 verses 37 through 45, so finishing up that psalm, and Proverbs 27 verse 3. So Ezekiel 12, hear the word of the Lord. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, you live in the midst of the rebellious house, who have eyes to see but do not see, ears to hear but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Now as for you, son of man, prepare for yourself baggage for exile, and go into exile by day in their sight, even go into exile from your place to another place in their sight. Perhaps they will see, though they are a rebellious house. Bring your baggage out by day in their sight as baggage for exile. Then you will go out at evening in their sight as those going into exile. In their sight, dig a hole through the wall and go out through it. In their sight, carry the baggage on your shoulder and bring it out in the dark. You shall cover your face so that you cannot see the land. For I have set you as a wondrous sign to the house of Israel. I did so as I had been commanded. By day I brought out my baggage like the baggage of an exile. Then in the evening I dug through the wall with my hands. I went out in the dark and carried the baggage on my shoulder in their sight. And in the morning the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said to you, What are you doing? Say to them, Thus says Lord Yahweh, This oracle concerns the prince in Jerusalem, as well as all the house of Israel who are in it. Say, I am a wondrous sign to you. As I have done, so it will be done to them. They will go into exile, into captivity. The prince who is among them will carry his baggage on his shoulder in the dark and go out. They will dig a hole through the wall to bring it out. He will cover his face so that he cannot see the land with his eyes. I will also spread my net over him, and he will be caught in my snare. And I will bring him to Babylon in the land of the Chaldeans. Yet he will not see it, though he will die there. And I will scatter to every wind all who are around him, his helpers and all his troops, and I will draw out a sword after them. So they will know that I am Yahweh. Sorry. When I scatter them among the nations and spread them among the countries. But I will spare a few of them from sword, famine, and pestilence, that they may recount all their abominations among the nations where they go, and may know that I am Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, you shall eat your bread with trembling, and drink your water with quivering and anxiety. Then you will say to the people of the land, Thus says Lord Yahweh concerning the inhabitants of Jerusalem in the land of Israel. They will eat their bread with anxiety and drink their water with desolation, because their very soil will be made desolate of its fullness on account of the violence of all who inhabit it. The inhabited cities will be laid waste, and then the land will be a desolation. So you will know that I am Yahweh. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, sorry, what is this? Sorry, give me a second. I need some coffee. And then I'm going to find my place. Sorry. Here we go. I'm going back to verse 21, Ezekiel 12, verse 21. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb your people have concerning the land of Israel, saying, The days are long and every vision fails. Therefore say to them, Thus says Lord Yahweh, I will make this proverb cease, so that they will no longer use it as a proverb in Israel. But speak to them, The days draw near, as well as the fulfillment of every vision. For there will no longer be any worthless vision or flattering divination in the midst of the house of Israel. For I, Yahweh, will speak, and whatever word I speak will be done. It will no longer be delayed, for in your days, O rebellious house, I will speak the word and do it, declares Lord Yahweh. Furthermore, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, the house of Israel is saying, The vision that he beholds is for many years from now, and he prophesies of times far off. Therefore say to them, Thus says Lord Yahweh, None of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever word I speak will be done, declares Lord Yahweh. Sorry, something didn't page forward. There we go. Ezekiel 13. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy from their own heart, Hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says Lord Yahweh, Woe to the wickedly foolish prophets who are walking after their own spirit, and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes among waste places. You have not gone up into the breaches, nor did you build the wall around the house of Israel to stand in the battle on the day of Yahweh. They behold worthlessness and lying divination, who are saying, Yahweh declares, when Yahweh has not sent them, yet they wait for the establishing of their word. Did you not see a worthless vision and speak a lying division when you said, Yahweh declares, but it is not I who have spoken? Therefore thus says Lord Yahweh, because you have spoken worthlessness and beheld a lie, therefore behold, I am against you, declares Lord Yahweh. So my hand will be against the prophets who see worthless visions and utter lying divinations. They will not be in the council of my people, nor will they be written down in the register of the house of Israel. Nor will they enter the land of Israel, that you may know that I am Lord Yahweh. It is definitely because they have misled my people by saying peace when there is no peace. And when anyone builds a wall, behold, they plaster it over with whitewash. So tell those who plaster it over with whitewash that it will fall. A flooding rain will come, and you, O hailstones, will fall, and a stormy wind will break out. Now behold, the wall will fall. Will it then not be said to you, Where is this plaster with which you plastered it? Therefore thus says Lord Yahweh, I will make a stormy wind break out in my wrath. There will also be in my anger a flooding rain and hailstones to consume it in wrath. So I will pull down the wall which you plastered over with whitewash and bring it down to the ground so that its foundation is laid bare. And it will fall and you will be consumed in its midst, and you will know that I am Yahweh. Thus I will spend my wrath on the wall and on those who have plastered it over with whitewash, and I will say to you, This wall is gone. The wall is gone, and its plasterers are gone. The prophets of Israel who prophesy to Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for her when there is no peace, declares Lord Yahweh. Now as for you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who are prophesying from their own heart. Prophesy against them, and say, Thus says Lord Yahweh. Woe to the women who sew magic bands on all wrists and make veils for the heads of persons of every stature to hunt down souls. Will you hunt down my people's soul, but preserve your own souls? For handfuls of barley and fragments of bread you have profaned me to my people, to put to death souls who should not die, and to keep other souls alive who should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to lies. Therefore thus says Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against your magic. I am against your magic bands by which you hunt souls there as birds, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let their souls go, the very souls whom you hunt as birds. I will also tear off your veils and deliver my people from your hands, and they will no longer be in your hands to be hunted, and you will know that I am Yahweh, because you disheartened the righteous with falsehood when I did not cause him grief, but have strengthened the hands of the wicked, not to turn from his evil way and preserve his life. Therefore you women will no longer see worthless visions or practice divination, and I will deliver my people out of your hand. Thus you will know that I am Yahweh. All right, Ezekiel 14, verses 1 to 11. Then some elders of Israel came to me and sat down before me, and the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts, and have put right before their faces the stumbling block of their iniquity. Should I be inquired by them at all? Therefore speak to them and tell them, Thus says Lord Yahweh, Any man of the house of Israel who sets up his idols in his heart, puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity, and then comes to the prophet. I, Yahweh, will be brought to give him an answer in light of it, in light of the multitude of his idols, in order to seize the house of Israel by their heart, those who are estranged from me through all their idols. Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says Lord Yahweh, Turn back and turn away from your idols, and turn your faces away from all your abominations. For anyone of the house of Israel, or of the sojourners who sojourn in Israel, who separates himself from me, sets up his idols in his heart, puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity, and then comes to the prophet to inquire of me for himself, I, Yahweh, will be brought to answer him in my own person. I will set my face against that man and make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from among my people, so you will know that I am Yahweh. But if the prophet is enticed to speak a word, it is I, Yahweh, who have enticed the prophet, and I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people Israel. They will bear the punishment of their iniquity. As the iniquity of the inquirer is, so the iniquity of the prophet will be, in order that the house of Israel may no longer wander from me, and no longer defile themselves with all their transgressions. Thus they will be my people, and I shall be their God, declares Lord Yahweh. All right, Hebrews 7, 1 through 17, and I need to get some coffee here. Sorry about that. I was doing yard work yesterday, and it's really kind of messed stuff up. All right, so Hebrews 7, verse 1 through 17. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham as he was returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham apportioned a tenth part of all, was first of all, by the translation of his name, King of Righteousness, and then also King of Salem, which is King of Peace. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, he remains a priest continually. Now observe how great this man was, to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the spoils. And those indeed of the sons of Levi, who received the priest's office, have a commandment in the law to collect a tenth from the people, that is, from their brothers, although these are descended from Abraham. But the one whose genealogy is not traced from them has collected a tenth from Abraham, and blessed the one who had the promises. But without any dispute, the lesser is blessed by the greater. And in this case, mortal men receive tithes. But in that case, one receives them, of whom it is witness that he lives on. And so to speak, through Abraham, even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes. For he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Now if perfection was through the Levitical priesthood, for on the basis of it the people received the law, what further need was there for another priest to arise according to the order of Melchizedek, and not be designated according to the order of Aaron? For when the priesthood is changed, of necessity there takes place a change of law also. For the one concerning whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, from which no one has officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, a tribe with reference to which Moses spoke nothing concerning priests. And this is clearer still if another priest arises according to the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become such not according to a law of physical requirement, but according to the power of an indestructible life. For it is witnessed about him, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. All right. Psalm 105, verse 37 through 45. Then he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none among his tribes who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they went out, for the dread of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light by night. They asked, and he brought quail, and he satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water flowed out. It ran in the dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy word. With Abraham his servant, and he brought his people out with joy, his chosen ones with a shout of joy. He gave them also the lands of the nations, that they might take possession of the fruit of the people's labor, so that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise Yah. Proverbs 27, verse 3. A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but the provocation of an ignorant fool is heavier than both of them. All right, well, that is our reading for the day. Our evening devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for November 5th. The text is from Psalm 100, verse 4. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Our Lord would have all his people rich in high and happy thoughts concerning his blessed person. Jesus is not content that his brethren should think meanly of him. It is his pleasure that his espoused ones should be delighted with his beauty. We are not to regard him as a bare necessary, like to bread and water, but as a luxurious delicacy, as a rare and ravishing delight. To this end he has revealed himself as the pearl of great price, in its peerless beauty, as the bundle of myrrh in its refreshing fragrance, as the rose of Sharon in its lasting perfume, as the lily in its spotless purity. As a help to high thoughts of Christ, remember the estimation that Christ is had in beyond the skies, where things are measured by the right standard. Think how God esteems the only begotten, his unspeakable gift to us. Consider what the angels think of him as they count it their highest honor to veil their faces at his feet. Consider what the blood-washed think of him as day without night they sing his well-deserved praises. High thoughts of Christ will enable us to act consistently with our relations towards him. The more loftily we see Christ enthroned, and the more lowly we are when bowing before the foot of the throne, the more truly shall we be prepared to act our part towards him. Our Lord Jesus desires us to think well of him, that we may submit cheerfully to his authority. His high thoughts of him increase our love. Love and esteem go together. Therefore, believer, think much of your master's excellencies. Study him in his primeval glory, before he took upon himself your nature. Think of the mighty love which drew him from his throne to die upon the cross. Admire him as he conquers all the powers of hell. See him risen, crowned, glorified. Bow before him as the wonderful, the counselor, the mighty God, for only thus will your love to him be what it should. All right, well, that is our show for today. I thank you for spending this time with me this morning. I continue to pray that this time together will help to keep you saturated with God, or saturated with the Bible. Again, I would tell you that this should not be a substitute for your own study and your own reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God, but it should come alongside it. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. I hope you've had a great weekend. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. If you haven't already worshiped with the saints, if you're physically able to and you haven't already worshiped with the saints this weekend, find a church this morning and go worship with the saints. We are commanded to do that. It's not a request. It's a command. And let's be clear. Zoom church is not church. It's not. Zoom church is an oxymoron. The two don't go together. So please go worship with the saints. If you're not physically able to, please join us with now it being daylight savings time having passed. We Arizona time are back to 2 hours behind Eastern Standard Time. So we will be live streaming on Facebook at Vail Valley Baptist Church and on Twitter at VVB Church. We will be starting at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, excuse me. And we would love for you to join us. Pastor Jay is walking us through the Gospel of Matthew. So we would love to have you join us on the live stream if you can't physically worship with the saints. All right. I hope you have yourself again a wonderful day. Let's go ahead and close out with prayer. We're going to close out with the Lord's Day evening prayer. Let's pray. Most holy God, may the close of an earthly Sabbath remind me that the last of them will one day end. Animate me with joy that in heaven praise will never cease, that adoration will continue forever, that no flesh will grow weary, no congregations despair, no affections flag, no thoughts wander, no will droop, but all will be adoring love. Guard my mind from making ordinances my stay or trust, from hewing out broken cisterns, from resting on outward helps. Wing me through earthly forms to thy immediate presence. May my feeble prayers show me the emptiness and vanity of my sins. Deepen in me the conviction that my most fervent prayers and most lowly confessions need to be repented of. May my best services bring me near to the cross, and prompt me to cry, "None but Jesus." By thy Spirit give abiding life to the lessons of this day. May the seed sown take deep root and yield a full harvest. Let all who see me take knowledge that I have been with thee, that thou hast taught me my need as a sinner, hast revealed a finished salvation to me, hast enriched me with all spiritual blessings, hast chosen me to show forth Jesus to others, hast helped me to dispel the mists of unbelief. O great Creator, mighty Protector, gracious Preserver, thou dost load me with loving kindnesses, and hast made me thy purchased possession, and redeemed me from all guilt. I praise and bless thee for my Sabbath rest, my calm conscience, my peace of heart. Amen. All right, again, I hope you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good day. God bless.